Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Fellowship. Amen.
Breaking of bread.
Breaking of bread. That's more or less communion and worship. That's worship. Communion and worship.
Prayer.
And then prayer. You got to have prayer. And then, in other words, giving the others. Giving the others. See, if you just taking in, then as I always say, you're just a constipated Christian.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn how to give out. And really, that's a lot of people's problem in church today.
Yeah.
See, when I was coming up, the emphasis was on doing for others. Yeah. Mission. But the emphasis today is how much you can get.
Right.
How much you can get. It's all about blessings. I want God to do this for me. I want God to do. No. When I was coming up, it's what you can do for others. The preacher was always preaching on love and how we need to love one another and do for others. You don't hear no message, don't do for others. It's about getting for yourself. Yeah, how much God love you. Amen. God loves them out there too. Hello, somebody. See, today they say the people's problem is low self-esteem. That ain't people's problem. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the problem is that they focus too much on they self. That's the problem. We focusing on self. Yeah, and we done made church into a self-help kind of thing. Christianity today is not a self-help religion. Where you come, it's kind of a smorgasbord. I'm going to get this and get me a little bit of this and get me a little bit of this and get me a little. No, that ain't Christianity. You need all of it. Yeah. It's not cafeteria style. Amen. You know, it used to be at first, you used to kind of go through and tell them what you want. You pick. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. That's what people think Christianity is about. That's not Christianity. God gives you the whole Bible and he says, huh. And you don't have the right to pick and choose. All of it is good. Hello, somebody. All of it is good. Amen. And that's people's problem today. They're only just picking out just a little bit of part of it, and they are just so unbalanced. They're just way out of balance. Amen. And see, when a child grow up without being properly chastised and corrected, they don't make good husbands and wives. Because see, once you get married, your husband gonna tell you about yourself. Your wife gonna tell you about yourself. So if folks ain't been telling you about yourself, yeah. Yes. See, the day teachers got to waltz all the way around the problem. They can't really tell Johnny that, Johnny, you know, you ain't talking right and stuff. They got to waltz all the way around it. No. When I was growing up, there wasn't no waltzing around it.
Okay.
That teacher would grab you right quick. Amen. But today, you know, they said, no, you're going to injure their self-esteem. Amen. Amen. My mama would have said, well, we'll just put it right back there on the backside. We'll put it right there. Amen. That's the part of the self we're going to work on. Amen. Let's go on. But you see, the first practices of the church. All right. Then in chapter 3, you see the first miracle of the church. You see the first miracle of the church. Now, like I say, this is more of a survey tonight. In chapter 3, You see, Peter, they healed a man that had been lame for 38 years. This man was at the gate. And notice verse 4 and 5. Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give that to thee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." Rise up and walk. Now notice, Peter said, "Look at us, man. We don't look like we're no rich preachers. We just two broke preachers." But notice, these two broke preachers had the power of God. Today we got preachers that look rich and successful, but they ain't got no power. And today, people are missing their miracle by running after money. Oh, I know that's preaching material right there. Notice, this man about missed his miracle. Did you notice that? The man was looking at Peter expecting, "You got some money somewhere." And Peter was the one that reached and grabbed that man and said, "Silver and gold I have none, such as I have, I give that to you in the name of Jesus. Get up." See, that man, he wasn't expecting no miracle. He was expecting money. And that's the problem today. The devil don't fool people to come to church to get money. And they missing the miracle. That's preaching material. That's the first miracle. See, you learn a lot just from looking at the first in the Bible. And what I'm trying to show you tonight is see how people are getting away from what God had established. What man calls success ain't success. Yeah. We got all these preachers riding around nice cars, staying in nice houses, got nice clothes. I mean, wearing new suits every Sunday, but can't heal nobody. Ain't got no power. Lord have mercy. And these two broke preachers healed a man just like that. Didn't have no money, but they had the power of God. Why is that? Because they were spending time in prayer. See, a lot of these preachers that preach on Sunday, then they run revivals and seminars all week long, then fly back in on Sunday and then preach, on Saturday, and then preach again on Sunday. The question I have, where is they getting the power? When is they going to have time to study? Yeah, you can't run all over America and the world and think you can come back to your church on Sunday morning with power. I can't do a lot of stuff on Saturday just round here at the church and think I can get up here with power on Sunday morning. I shut it down normally about 5 o'clock on Saturday. I shut it down. And I got to get with the Lord in prayer. Now, I already done been studying somewhat, but I got to show enough get with the Lord. Amen. Because these are his people. And I don't want to say nothing that don't need to be said to God's people. Hello. I don't want to abuse God's people in no way, shape, or form. Amen. Amen. I say it all the time. This is the greatest work that's going on Sunday morning. It ain't at Jerry's World. It's right here. It's at the local church. That's where God is working. God is working in the local church. God has got a word. Yeah. Now, what is happening today, we done substituted the word of God for entertainment. But I'm thankful to the Lord that the Lord done placed me at a church that they want the word rather than entertainment. Amen. So I'm just thankful. Amen. Amen. of times, you know, preachers, they hear my sermon, and we'll talk about my sermons and stuff. They say, man, they stayed there for all of that. I said, they wanted some more. Sometimes folks come up, why you shut it down? Oh, it's getting so good. So I had a peach cobbler waiting on me. All right, let's go home. All right, you got the first miracle. Then you got the first persecution. You got the first persecution. You got the first miracle, but then you got the first persecution. You got the, and that's in chapter 4. Notice in verse number 1 and 2, it says, as they spoke unto the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees came unto them, being grieved that they had taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Listen, you're not really doing anything until you preach about Jesus. Yeah. Don't fool yourself. When you start preaching about Jesus, you're going to ruffle feathers. Yeah, you ruffle feathers. This thing is about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Schools today, you can talk about almost anybody else. But they don't want you to talking about Jesus now. We can't. It's about Jesus. And you can have one of the largest churches in the world, but don't talk about Jesus. Yeah, they tell you that when you come on television and stuff, because you'll have a plural audience, and that's what they are looking for, a plural audience. Pluralism. No, I'm looking for folks that's looking for Jesus. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. I'm going to put Jesus out there. And those that want Jesus, it's just like fishing. Amen. Amen. Those that want Jesus, they're going to bite the hook. Hello, somebody. They're going to get that's what this thing going to be about. The producers of television shows can't be telling you what you ought to preach. Hello, somebody. And if they don't want Jesus, then I can't be on then. Lord, have mercy. Verse 12. Peter tell him, neither is there salvation. They tried to shut him up. But he says, neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is no other name under heaven given unto men. Whereby we must be saved. That's why we got to preach Jesus. It ain't about trying to stay on television. It's you got to understand why you on there. Yeah, after they, you know, these ministries, after they, you know, preach on Sunday, they look at the ratings. And then they have the little board meeting every Monday to try to figure out how they can get more listenership and stuff. Yeah, because it costs millions of dollars. No, just trust the Lord. Amen. Just keep preaching Jesus. That's what it's all about. And if God wants you on, he going to send the money. And if he don't want you on, he wants you to do something else. But don't stay on just to be on television for television's sake. Now, is you going to be on, preacher, without Jesus in order to stay on? Are you going to be off television because you preach Jesus? Now, which one you want? God may have something else that's better than television, so let him kick you off. Hello, somebody. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. See, we are making it about our ministry. We are making it about everything else, the ratings, the number game. It ain't about the number game. It ain't about the rating. It ain't about your ministry. It's about Jesus. As a matter of fact, Jesus will show you it ain't about your ministry because he can kill you right then and bring somebody else that will preach Jesus. See, this thing is about Jesus. Yeah, don't let them businessmen just fool you. Saying, well, see, we got to make a business. We have to make a business decision. No, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. The business is Jesus. That's what the business is. Don't let nobody fool you. It ain't about trying to get the dollars in. It's about Jesus. We're trying to get folks to go to heaven. That's what it's about. It's about Jesus. I want you to leave here tonight saying, I don't know what he was talking about. All I know he was talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, y'all. That's what it's about. Even when you're singing in the choir and stuff, it's about glorifying Jesus. The Bible says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And so ask yourself the question, was the Lord happy with it?
Okay.
Don't be going around and say, the folks say they didn't even like what you were singing and stuff. Oh, was God happy? Make a joyful noise to the Lord. We're trying to please the Lord. Listen, whenever you start trying to please people, you're going to miss God. But if you hit God, then somehow, some way, God will ricochet that thing. And you'll bless people. Lord, have mercy. Y'all getting me kind of riled up in here this evening. The first test. Thank you, Jesus. I done made it to the first test. Number five, the first test of the church. What was the first test of the church? Do anybody know what the first test of the church was? The first major test in a Christian life even is dealing with giving. Giving. Giving is the first test. Amen. Because what Ananias and Sapphira done, they saw what Barnabas did over in verse 36 of chapter 4. It says in chapter 4, verse 36, and Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But, see how that goes together? But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privileged to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. So everybody was giving good at the church, and what they did, they sold some land, but they said, we ain't gonna give all this money. We ain't that crazy. But when they ask us, we're gonna tell them we did. So they lied about the giving. I say they lied about their giving. Lord have mercy. Amen. Amen. That's the first test. Money is a test. God gives you money to test your faith. Money is the test. God gives you a lack of money to test your faith. So whether you got money or whether you don't have money, it's a test. That's preaching material there. Yeah, it's a test. Amen. There's nothing that grabs your heart other than money. Money grabs your heart. Money makes you think twice. Do I give? Should I? Shouldn't I? Yeah, you'll go back and forth thinking about it. There's only one other thing that makes you think like that. Should I? Shouldn't I? It ain't number one other thing. Should I let him back in my life? Or not let him back in my life? Should I? Relationship. Money and relationship. A test your faith like nothing else will. Hello, somebody. I mean, you can be doing real, real good until Buster show back up again. Hello? And then that puts something on your mind, even though you know you ain't gonna let Buster in, but you're going to sleep with that on your mind at night. Hello, somebody. I got a couple of amens on close to the front. Amen. But them at the back, they ain't saying nothing. Ain't looking at the lights. How many light bulbs up there in that chandelier? Amen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up Buster. Amen. Money tests us. Money tests us. So that was the first test. That's the first test. Amen. Because it takes, how many of you know, it takes faith to give. Yeah, it takes faith to do what God done asked when it come to money. Amen. I'll never forget when I first started tithing and stuff. It wasn't nothing for me to give my $6. I'm making 60, give 6. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing for me to give my $10. Making 100, I give the Lord 10. Wasn't nothing. $200, nothing for me to give the Lord $20. $300, nothing for me to give the Lord $30. $400. $500. The Lord really wants you to give 50 every week. I mean, it ain't every week. Man, that's $200. That's a car note. You see how it's testing me now. You see. Yeah, it's a test. Money is it. But once God has shown himself faithful in that which is little, you can keep on going. And it's fun to you. Yeah, it's fun to you. With the tithe, you can add 11%, 12%, 13%. It's get fun to you because God, you see, God just keep, giving back to you. Amen. You shovel God something, God shovel back to you. You shovel God something, God shovel back to you. And God always have a bigger shovel. Yeah. He has a bigger shelf. Well, let's see, can we get one more done since y'all done slowed me up? We have the first deacon in chapter 6. We have the first deacon in chapter 6. And then in chapter 7, we have the first Christian martyr. Now, notice the first deacon in the church. What was the qualification in chapter 6? To have a deacon in the church. Chapter 6. What did you say, sister? Verse number 3. You're right. Wherefore, brethren, look out among you 7 men of honest report. They can't be liars. They can't be known liars. Full of the Holy Ghost. Wisdom, whom we may appoint over this matter. You can't just put somebody up there because they look good. Child, he look good. He got a nice, he dressed nice.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the study that you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come by and visit us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bobaway Community Baptist Church. And remember, until next time, take a deeper look in the book.